it dawned the morning. There were thunders and lightning. A big cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. The sound of the ram's horn blasting. You shall be a king of a priest. You shall be a holy nation. You shall be
Shalom Aleichem, Mishpokah. It's Todd Hammer here from Paradigm Shift, and thank you again for joining us today. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we give glory to our Father, Yeshua Yahuwah Elohim in the heavens. May His power and His name be known across the entire earth.
Shalom Aleichem, and this is what we're dealing with here at Paradigm Shift, is we're trying to recover that name. We are saying, yes, we want to come under the covering of that name again, and what does that mean? What does it look like to come underneath that covering of that name? And as all of us are coming out and understanding how precious and blessed the Torah is, it is not some old thing done away with, it is not some cursed thing, it is something that we desire to walk under as we maintain ourselves close to Him. Well, He is actually revealing to us something far beyond earthly matters, but heavenly matters. You know, he says that it is the heavens that declare His glory day and night, Psalms 19:1-2. So now He is asking us to start looking up, because that is where our redemption shall draw nigh from. Well, in the understanding of looking up, it's something they have really worked hard to keep from us all this time. They don't want us to have the understanding. We have to reclaim our galaxy. We have to reclaim our birthright. We have to make decisions and make choices so that we come underneath Him by an actual, decided, determined manner. This is the paradigm shift. This is taking every thought captive. We're determining how we are going to walk instead of being led around by the nose.
By the soothsayers, the astrologers, right. Of the Babylonian Empire, the Baal worshippers, who are the kings and queens of this earth, the money changers, the Federal Reserve chairman, the NASA chairman, the government chairmen, the government heads around the world. They all worship according to the Baal, Ashtaroth, Nimrod, Babylonian, Pharaonic religion that they have accumulated back together, the star knowledge that was flooded and destroyed Father destroyed all the megalithic cities and all of their soothsaying in their ways of way they rearrange the stars in the heaven to tell people, to control people on the earth, because if you have control of those stars or you put up a different meaning of those stars, you are controlling time on this planet. And they devise their calendars from that time. And the opposite of that is Torah Messiah, the given laws of our Father.
Torah time.
It's Torah time. And the heart of our Messiah is the key of living Torah, because only through that do we get understanding and wisdom. Do we have the ability to look up without fear at His heavens that He created in Genesis 1:11, I believe it is. I might be off on that a little bit, but He says it's for signs and seasons. Signs and seasons. In Proverbs 3:19, it says, Yahuwah founded the earth by wisdom, and He established the heavens by understanding. And you can drop down to Proverbs 17:24. Wisdom is before the face of the understanding one. And it says, and then it goes on to say, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. These are our sorceress kings who measure out the earth and put these pyramids all over the place and use these divining ways.
Energies.
Through sorceries, yeah. Drug sorceries that they drug the populations with, and the imagery that they give to us through our cultures.
The bottom line
cultures.
Is, the stars are important, and they're using them to control us.
That's
they
right.
know all about them, and they've kept it hidden from us. And Father's
and
saying, wake up, Mishpoka,
them.
Wake up, my people, wake up, my children, start learning about your heritage. And so, here we are, we're going to continue on with our star study. As you can tell, we're already there, but we're going to go into stars, DNA, final frontier of deception. We are now entering into the Pleiadian propaganda. Now, what is that all about? Well, we have reports and documentation of contact with all kinds of entities. You hear this coming from everywhere, from Venusians to Greys to Aryans, etc. Well, we're going to pick the Pleiadians to talk to you about, because they're just one of many, but we choose to focus here because of their continued presence throughout history. In fact, there are 35 civilizations that have documented and to have recorded information regarding these Pleiadian gods. They are found on cuneiform tablets from Sumeria to hieroglyphs in Egypt, all the way to a very most profound way of documentation, of recording history, the ancient ruins, especially like the pyramids all over the globe. Because there's not just pyramids in Egypt, they're all over, Mishpoka.
Megalithic structures, also dirt mounds, another way that they've been built.
When we discovered this, we knew it would be important to study and understand this phenomena, because it will be part of the end times great deception. Now, propaganda. Let's define propaganda. We're telling you that we have entities calling themselves the Pleiadians who are feeding people propaganda. Well, propaganda is all about manipulation of images and vague generalities mixed in a potent stew to bring forth desired emotions. And when you have scripture as a foundation, your emotions get taken out and removed from the picture, because it is not about emotion, it is about truth. A foundational, fundamental truth. That's what scripture offers us. So what we have to do is we're going to dig in, like we've been doing through the star study, and try to discern their pile of malarkey and understand what parts, where are the truths that lie therein, so we understand what Father wants us to comprehend and take out of our heavens.
That's right. If you don't understand the malarkey, if you don't understand all the things that they teach us about the news, you know, the politics, the wars, and why we're fighting this and that, and you know, the movie stars, the pop stars, and all this disinformation, all this confusion that's out there. If you don't understand that that's a part of the spell. So it's all a part of the spell that they work over the people to stay in delusion and ignorance, abject ignorance, so that we continue to worship the creation through evolution. We continue to do that, then they can do as they will upon this earth, because we give them consent even without knowledge.
Yes.
Just because we simply will not search out the truth for ourselves.
And that's right. We are taking our thoughts captive. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, to exercise that, you literally have to exorcise all of their carefully crafted mm-hmm. lies and paradigms, the mm-hmm. things they've programmed in us. We're exorcising those lies.
We have to quit. We have to quit focusing on the spells, which is all the stuff you see in the news and what I just mentioned, and what they tell us about our history and who we are and where we're going. You have to quit focusing on the spell, because you're just going to keep finding 100 different paths, 100, a million different paths of confusion that they'll lead you off into. Remember, there's only two paths. There's one of the snake, and there's one of Father. And Father's way is laid out in the Torah, and it was walked by the living word made flesh, our Messiah. The snake has a forked tongue. The truth cannot exist, a lie cannot exist without the truth mixed with it. No darkness can exist without light. So what they do with their forked tongues is they leave a little line in the sand as they crawl about on their bellies on the earth, Satan's seed, and they leave two paths that are mixed. One's the lie, and it's mixed with the other one, with the truth.
And
that's what
we're
trying to break apart.
The New Age is just a replication of ancient times. Satan is not very creative. He always uses the same lies over and over again. One is a sexual assault, and the other one is immortality. And they keep coming from the Pleiades for whatever reason, and we are digging out that reason about how these stars are forming, what we should possibly expect to see in the skies, and how they could literally use the Pleiades as a way to trick us into worshiping them as our Elohim. Instead of worshiping the Creator, we worship the created underneath him, telling us that they are literally our creators. It's a giant mishmash of truth mixed in with lie, and that's what the New Age is. The New Age is vastly more than simple people meditating to achieve various states of relaxation. It incorporates a complex belief system in which Nephilim demons masquerade as aliens to teach human beings the truth of the Bible and all about Father. And if you notice in these channelings, we're always hearing about how Scripture doesn't have it all and Scripture isn't totally correct and Jesus wasn't really this. Why are they so focused on Jesus in the Bible? Why? What's the purpose of that focus? If they're truly our alien ancestors, why is the Bible so important to them that they have to continue to rip it apart to human beings who are even half willing to listen to them?
Yeah. Why not books of Buddha? Why not the Quran? Why not,
what's up with the scriptures?
It's because
should tell you, you better start paying attention to those scriptures. There's something important embedded in those if these alien demon Nephilim keep talking about them. And the bottom line is they do roam the spiritual realm and our physical realm, and they are always seeking other bodies to inhabit or at the very least control. And this is why we're always talking about the heart matters, because if you don't get your hearts cleaned out, you will have demonic oppression controlling you in the way that you interact with your community, meaning your brethren, your Hebrews, and this is how we become betrayers of brethren. This is how it could actually happen, no matter how much Torah you think you walk out. If your heart's not clean and you're led by your flesh, your emotions are in control of you, you can and will become a betrayer of the brethren.
You're going to become a clone, because what they've just put out in recent weeks in the news and science and technology is that they now have the capability to read your thoughts right specifically from the P300 waves that come from your brain. So that means we're talking predictive crime type technology, to where they're going to call you a criminal even if you have a thought, and you're going to be connected up to this one mind computer, this matrix that they're forming across the planet. And if you obey, they're going to promise you a transhuman destiny, and you're going to be able to transfer your spirit into like a robotic, biological, robotic mixture, so that you may be able to live forever. In essence, becoming this new evolutionary creature that they've taught us that we are going to become. Of course, what we know that from Scripture is it's another Nephilim child. They literally have today the ability through technology that just in the recent weeks that they've released it to transfer your soul. That's what they're all out for. The battle is for our souls. They literally transfer your soul into this clone biometrical bodies.
Which then they have
that
control,
they control over.
One of the books we're going to be reading from is called The Nephilim Nightmare, The Palladian's Web of Demonic Deception by Fred DiRuvio. And what it just takes, he does a good job breaking down the deception that all channelings are actually bringing forth. The Palladians are just one that's been around forever. You can see it in the ancient writings for what, you know, that they use this star system, and there is a very specific reason that they use this star system to tell us that they come from, because when we look up one day, there will be other stars in that star system.
That's
and
right.
They will tell us that they came from those stars, and then they will tell us that all of the pyramids and star maps, that there's actual star maps already here on Earth that show and prove
That's
that
right.
these guys are our creators and they come from these stars. So what we want to do is we want to break all that down and take our mishpocha through that, as we too journey through that and begin to discern the difference. Because
they would have seen the stars before the flood, when they fallen angels first came down here during the flood, the Star of David, the Star of Bethlehem. The wise men knew what they were looking for when they came there. There is a star that is coming, and it is, and by Scripture and what we read with the 1530 something scriptures that talk about the stars, sun, moon, and earth, that is the throne of Yah that is coming back to discipline all those, actually destroy all those who are destroying the earth.
Because what does lack of knowledge get us? It makes us gullible. We want to believe different things, and we're all searching for answers. And so one of the greatest weapons of deceit that Nephilim demons that can use against human beings is this gullibility. We are fallen creatures, and everything about us is fallen, including our emotions. So Nephilim demons have learned that they can control us through our emotions. We're susceptible to their suggestions, false visions, more properly termed hallucinations, and more because these things affect our emotions. Again, taking our thoughts captive, transforming our minds, having them being transformed instead of conformed to this world, so that we no longer letting our emotions make decisions for us. This is why we're always talking about responses versus reactions. Reactionary people are in a lot of trouble. If you have reactions and you cannot contain them and take control of them, you're in a lot of trouble. And this is the time to get control of them and start practicing that, so that you actually have a viable spot in the community of Yahweh.
Because Father says, if you are a divider in the body, there's six things that he hates, and it all combines for the seventh, which he calls an abomination, and that is a divider amongst the people in the body. Now, the reason why, over time period, he says that they want to give us a spirit of fear. Everything in the news, everything that they do is to give fear to the people so that they will run to and obey them. And when you do that, fear opens up the doorways for demonic possession and control. What they want to do is re-inhabit human beings or clones or robots. That's what their technology is all geared for, and that's what the CERN reactor is for, splitting open doorways so that these demonic spirits can enter through and enter in the bodies of men.
One of the biggest problems facing the world today is something that most are not even aware exists. That's why we're calling this the times of revelation, and Father is revealing to us the slavery that we've been under, because most people have no clue that spiritual beings roam this earth, constantly looking for people whom they can infect and affect with their malevolence. This new age space alien phenomena is something that presents fallen angels, demons, and Satan in a light that is acceptable to many people. It presents them as good, with altruistic motives. They want to come to help. They remain in the shadows for the most part because they don't want to scare the world's population. They allegedly endeavor to bring us up to speed over time as gently as possible. They have only our best interests at heart. In fact, nearly everything they present about themselves is designed to make them appear non-threatening and philanthropic. So this is only a beginning of how they're training us to see. Like I was yelling about, I don't know how many months ago, Angelina Jolie, and she's going to be acting as Maleficent, the demon in Sleeping Beauty from Snow White. They're going to have the new one be all about this demon dragon lady, and how her interviews are saying, well, she's really a good person. Here she is with glowing yellow eyes and black horns and saying, well, she's really a good person. You just got to get to know her and what motivates her. Well, that's exactly what Satan is trying to do, is tell us that his motivations are love for us. That's the story of Prometheus. Prometheus is the story of a god who took fire from the other gods and gave it to humans, which equals technology, which equals the ability to start to strive for immortality, because he was so selfless and he just loved the humans so much. That is the lie that they're going to try to get us to believe.
Mm-hmm. They're going to sell it to you in transhumanism is what they're going to do.
So that you don't have to die.
That's
what's
right.
The lie from
ye
the very beginning?
Gods.
Yes.
You will be gods.
That's
this
exactly
knowledge
right.
That we will give to you. But you have to bow down to Lucifer and obey.
And that's what all this Twilight, all of this Harry Potter, all of these things mm-hmm. are. They're desensitizing us to mm-hmm. the things of the occult, the things that are magic, the things that we're told to stay away from, the
now
things of supernatural,
the
so that we will welcome them in and happily have sex with them. that's what the
right.
Twilight series is all about. It's a romance with a vampire. And here we go. This is something I have told people. You know, I wrote the book, The Twilight. I wrote that in college. I did it from a dream. Well, guess what? So did the person who wrote the book, The Twilight, and actually printed it and put it out. She did it from a dream, because that's how these demons work. And we just met somebody else who also said that she wrote the books. The same Twilight, the same theme of a romance with a vampire. She did it from a dream. This is a common, reoccurring theme where the demons come in, give you an idea, and then you can, if you run with it and you go forward with it, you will rise to stardom and fame because you will infect the peoples. I burned the book I wrote when I understood
right.
that it was something that was trash and that would bring people into some kind of loving relationship with demonic evil. I burned it. I didn't want to be a part of that.
And Lucifer whispered a little bit, and the little demons, they whispered a little bit, well, maybe you could turn this into something to where it could be a story about Yah to drive people to him.
Yeah, right.
A mixture of
yes.
truth with a big fat lie.
That's
so
right.
We burned it. We burned that filth, that idol that was given to us because of the things that we worshiped, because our forefathers know nothing. They know nothing about these sorcerers that rule us.
That's right. And then we're
I mean,
all
for example,
fodder.
Barbara Bush, just to tantalize you a little bit, Barbara Bush is the daughter of Aleister Crowley. He was the first high priest of Satanism of the Illuminati here in the United States.
And so this goes so much deeper. It goes way deep.
Because you have to really picture the people that are walking about today, like Bernanke, the Federal Reserve. He is the high priest of usury. These are the soothsayers. These are their astrologists. Picture each rotten capital of the world as having a smoking mountain on top of it, with the sacrificing of human bodies on top of these things. And then they come out to us in presidential elections. They come out to us in news stories. And they literally speak incantations nations over us, like invoking the spirit of Abraham Lincoln or invoking the spirit. They use those words. You have to listen to what they're saying, and they speak in doublespeak. So most of the time they're telling you the truth by telling you a lie, which is only a promise that tickles your ears.
Which, so from now on, anytime you hear anything about people channeling or anything like that, listen, be alert for how many times the Bible gets mentioned, how many times Jesus gets mentioned, how many times it gets torn down, degraded, or it gets mixed with truth. If you are not reading the scriptures for yourselves, how will you know if they're lying to you? How will you know if familiar spirits are lying to you and telling you,
they're
emissaries of Yahweh? They'll tell you, we are emissaries of Yahweh, we come in the name, and then they will proceed to lie to you if you do not know your scriptures yourself. It is our job to seek out the truth.
And every one of these channeling, these people that have channeled these things, these big name guys like Blavatsky and Crowley and Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard, and many others, you know, they all end up within that whatever this being is that they're channeling. Number one, they've all got different names. It's all very convoluted. It's a trickster type thing. Yah is never going to send a messenger to you that is not going to tell you openly the truth. And they're going to tell you and direct you to who the king of the universe is. Ultimately, all of these people, all these channeled spirits, every one of them when you read through it, you find a vehement hating heart of our Father that created the heavens and the earth.
And most of the time, if you're looking at scripture of these different experiences that people go through when angels appear, they're peeing their pants. They fall down, can't get up. They faint. They're terrified. This is a major thing that happens. There isn't any doubting. And that's one of these other things with these channelings, is that our Messiah, he died for us publicly. Angels don't play games. Of Yahweh
Yeshua does not play games.
That's right. And so right there, if you've got little things sneaking around in your room, scaring you, and you're wondering why you can't talk to the angels and these kind of, just stop it. Stop it right there. That's an ego trip. We want to talk to angels because we want to believe that we're special. We don't belong talking to angels unless Father has a very specific message for us. And that is exactly what the demons play on, is they come in and there's a fear. Anytime you feel fear, rebuke first, ask questions later. Just be safe.
He did not give us a spirit of fear. It's our enemy that gives us that spirit of fear. And again, that's the beginning of the doorways. And literally, over time, they built their technology up to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to control the soul of human beings.
And, you know, also understand these Palladians, they're coming in and telling people that they're not in any way connected to the monkey or the ape, which we all know evolution is a farce. So here's a really good way to come in and start to trick people to listen to them, that you're not connected to the monkey and the ape. And now you can even feel better about yourself because these Palladian aliens, the demons, they have no problem instantly elevating man to the level of deity and telling them that we were engineered through genetics and that we have a divine engineering And then the Palladians attempt to remove a personal God from the picture and prefer instead to hand the reins of deity to man himself. You are God. Everything is at your beck and call. All you have to do is channel into the inwards of yourself and recognize these things, and you will have all power, the ability to manipulate things, move things, whatever it is that they could actually tempt you and get you off the straight and narrow with.
That's right. They can even come in the name of Jesus, because there's many, 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 many times that people have cast out demons in the name of Jesus, but they will obey to trick people. Do you understand that, Mishpokah? Did you guys hear that clearly? They will obey that name of Jesus in order to trick people. And then but we've also read many, 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 many times of witness accounts where people have used the name of Jesus where it hasn't worked, where they don't leave, and where people have actually been told, I have been given authority now to be here. So, you know, it's not in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that people are speaking, and it's out of their own power and fear that they use Jesus, and they'd have no foundation or understanding of the authority given to them, because we don't live in Torah. There's nothing to clean out this fear in our hearts that has been sorcerized through the curses of our families and that have lived in lawlessness by other ways other than the Torah of our Father. That has fooled us into believing these other names of these of gods that they have created. Jesus comes from Iosus or Zeus.
So guys, we have a really simple solution to this whole movement coming against the name of Jesus, and no Christians are allowed to speak or pray in the name of Jesus anymore. How about you start using the name Yahshua? That's not been, you're not allowed to not use that anymore. Nobody even understands that name. So if you can't use Jesus anymore, start speaking in his real Hebrew name. Start using the real power and authority of the man who came as a Yahudim and who tells us to live as the Yahudim, as the Hebrews did once upon a time, Moshe's time, to accept those covenants into our hearts and those commands into our hearts and the blessing of walking in them instead of believing the lie that it's a curse to That's walk right. under them.
And Proverbs 34 says, who has gone up to the heavens and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name? So you know, Mishpokah, that the names are very important, and the enemy hid them a long time ago. And remember, in Proverbs 3:19, Yahuwah founded the earth by wisdom, and he established his heavens by understanding. And he talks about further in Proverbs that a person who has understanding is the one who is looking up at those heavens and understanding the signs and the times and the seasons according to the Torah and the scriptures, the star scriptures that he gave to us, not to the constellations of the zodiac that the enemy, the Baal worshippers, the astrologers, who have built all these pyramids all over the planet. We're fixing to go.
Okay, part two. Yeah, continue to part two.
Part two.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.